Altogether, cinema is a peculiar art form. It is artistic, but there's no sole artist. It's creative, but it can be immensely expensive. As Orson Welles said, a writer needs a pen, an artist needs a brush, but a filmmaker needs an army. This creates unusual problems in Hollywood, as, financially, the world's largest film industry has the most extreme examples. It's the only manufacturing business, wrote screenwriter William Ludwig, where the capital assets go home at 5:30 p.m., where they can get drunk, where they can get killed. That can't happen in an automobile plant. The presses don't go home, the steel doesn't get drunk. Those assets are, of course, the stars who on screen look beautiful and heroic, always ready with the right quip and the winning smile, as we laugh and cry with them before their stories are resolved, usually happily. And even though we know they're only playing a part, we identify with them, fall in love with them a little, and perhaps even entertain the thought that we might like to meet them one day. Dark history of Hollywood could just put us off that fantasy. It's a question of how much we really want to know. People in the East pretend to be interested in how pictures are made, F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote about Hollywood. But if you actually tell them anything, you find they never see the ventriloquist for the doll. Beguiled by its glamour, Fitzgerald's friends had no interest beyond the pretensions, extravagances, and vulgarities of Tinseltown. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's